Good morning.
It's 8:21 a.m. on Friday, April the 30th, 2021. It's a beautiful morning.
Beautiful.
I head back here. It's low 60s. It's supposed to be into the 80s today. See what happens. It might make it. So today's I don't have a handkerchief with me. I changed sweatshirts and moved the wires but forgot to move the handkerchiefs. Anyway, today's trial by CIFO. I've got a board meeting at 9 o'clock. I'll be home in plenty of time. Looking ahead to 9 o'clock, I started writing at 6 and came to a logical break point about 5 minutes of 8 and said, okay, time to strap on the boots. And got underway just like a minute after 8 o'clock, or a minute before 8 o'clock. And now I've got the first mile behind me. I've got 1,700 words. That's probably more like 1,500 words behind me. I've got a CIFO board meeting ahead of me. I really need to go to the grocery store and pick up some dried cat food. But my morning checklist is, if not complete, at least well started. So I have an 8 a.m. checklist, I have a 8 p.m. checklist. I've done my push-ups. Obviously, I've put on clothes. I don't walk in my pajamas. And yes, I do wear pajamas. I've worn pajamas ever since we had kids. Which may be TMI, I'm not sure. Anyway. Yeah, that sun is hot. I don't have any trouble thinking it's going to be 80 degrees today. There's a bunny running alongside me here. It just ducked under a bush. Swooping. I saw one of the regular NPCs this morning. She wasn't walking with her friend. I'm not sure what happened with her friend, but she had her head down. I didn't see who it was until I got right up onto her. It was good to see a familiar face. I suspect I'll see more of them when I get more regular at walking early in the day. Because I will need to walk earlier in the day. That's coming into that season. Which I think is good. I think that's going to help my consistency in terms of walking and talking. Ah. Hi. The book is coming together. I have to write a blog post today because it's the last day of the month, which means I have to post a blog update tomorrow. And that means I need to write it today so that it can get updated at 2:00 in the morning. Reality is I don't really need to do it till tomorrow, but if I do it today, then it's done, it's off my plate. One less thing. The Writer's Mastermind group is probably going to fall apart. It's a group of writers I've been hanging out with on ConvertKit. The ConvertKit employee who's been spearheading it is, after 3 months, she's moving on to work on other work. So it's up to us to try to keep it going. There's only about 3 or 4 of us, so it's like, you know, I hate to see it die, but the other side of it is it's one less thing for me to deal with every day. The downside of that is there's one less accountability option. Yesterday's writing prompt, and most of the writing prompts have been kind of, why would I spend 500 words on you when I need to spend 500 words on me? But some of them have been fun. Some of them have been, interesting. Yesterday was to write a 10-line poem with no editing. And I left until after I got my words done for the day. That's writing from the heart. And what do you mean by editing? Can I think about the words before I put them down? And the answer is, yeah, I have to, because I don't know what the word is until I think of it. And so, what if I put that word and then follow it with another word and then follow it with? How many syllables is that? Does it scan? Does it have the right beat? Do I want to make it blank first? Can I make it rhyme? It was a bit of a challenge, but I made it work. I don't want to do that every day. Some interesting problems, some interesting challenges that ConvertKit is up against. They're doing some really interesting things, but trying to build a community of their creators, the people who use their email service. And it's a really interesting challenge because what they're trying to do is build community around people who really need community, typically don't have community, and simultaneously lack the time to participate enough to form a community. They come to ConvertKit for the email, for the automations, for the data to manage their customer outreach via email. And then they want to go back to work. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I should change the name of that. I was looking at that page yesterday. Let's see if I can get past these kids. Morning. And so it's an interesting challenge because I think there's a lot of opportunity there for creators, but there's also a problem beyond the ones that I've already stated. The biggest problem is that creators aren't monolithic. Even writers aren't monolithic. They've got a big grow your list, start a paid newsletter so that you can make money off your work. And I'm looking at it going, well, yeah, okay. No. We'll start there. We'll start with no. And then go on with the why. And the whole idea is, it's kind of heavily prejudiced toward people who are trying to make a living from their blog, or trying to make a living from their blog that they turn into a book, or they're trying to make a living from their nonfiction expertise. I got nothing wrong with that. There's no real problem with that. The idea, sort of unstated philosophy, is that, well, yes, of course you want to have a paid newsletter. Yes, of course you want to have a large, largely inactive email list. Because, you know, industry standards are like 0.5%. And so if you're getting 2%, that's wonderful. And yeah, have more, do more, put more people on your list. And the problem with that is that the more people you have on the list, the higher the price gets. The more it costs for you to send them emails. I'm already in a tier that its upper limit is 4,000. I'm only about halfway through that tier at the moment, so I've got some room to grow. I think my monthly newsletter goes to about 1,800 people, 2,000 people. Some people have opted out. They're only getting the new release newsletters. So, I understand ConvertKit's desire to promulgate the idea that larger lists are better lists, just on their face. They are primarily better. Because for ConvertKit, they are. They are primarily better. They are fundamentally an improvement because they represent revenue to ConvertKit. Morning. Okay, don't speak. Yeah, I don't care. Guy tooling along on his wheelchair. So the messages that come from ConvertKit are pretty much geared for the people who are going to use ConvertKit to generate revenue. And watching the help forums on ConvertKit, when you're in the ConvertKit community, you get to see when people ask for help. And most of the questions that they're asking are, morning again. I've seen that girl 3 times this morning. There are people who are doing the most complicated, convoluted things, and then trying to get all of those various pieces and parts to work seamlessly in the environment that of ConvertKit. So they can use ConvertKit to manage their email, but use, I don't know, there's at least 3 shops that they're trying to integrate. There's at least 4 form builders that they're trying to integrate. They want to use their own form builder, but they want to use ConvertKit's form handling. And well, there's actually an application that stitches them together. It's sort of like if this then that. But the questions that they're asking are like, okay, and I'm not even going to get in the middle of this. Morning. This is madness. You're spending all of your attention, they're spending all of your time searching for the perfect tool set, which you then will have to modify in order to get all of the various tools to work together, and then modify the way you work so that you can use the tools that you've invested all this time and money in putting up and putting together. At which point I go, why? What in the hell? Why? Why are you even doing this? Well, there was one yesterday. Some guy was like, I can't believe there's no way for me to send a recurring email. I send the same email every week to remind people. It is tedious to have to do a broadcast every week for the same email. And I wanted to respond to him. I was like, if it's tedious for you, how tedious is it think for the you think it is for the people who get those reminder emails every week? The same email every week. You're paying to reach them. Why don't you reach them with something significant? And how hard is 3 clicks? How hard is 3 clicks? That's how many clicks it takes to schedule an existing broadcast. 3 clicks. This is 3 clicks. And he doesn't want to have to do the 3 clicks. So he wants to automate the 3 clicks to send boring email messages that are too boring for him to even worry about scheduling to people who may, who, if they even open them after the 3rd week, are just beyond belief. I did not weigh in on that one. It's just, it beggars the imagination. It makes me go, there's no hope. The sooner humans die out, the sooner we can make room for whatever comes next. It's going to suck for the last few generations, but that was always going to be the case, I guess. Whew. And I'm back. I made it. Ah, I'm standing in the shade of the house. It's quite cool. It's quite lovely. But it's, for all intents and purposes, the back gate. Time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.